This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, getting ready for the Tuesday night finale of the Music on the Half Shell series for 2023. And this time around, it's jazz from the Lau Tizer Band. And Lau is on with us right now. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having us, Kyle. We are so looking forward to coming up there next week.
So tell me a little bit about your band and kind of your style of jazz.
Yeah, so we're a pretty hybrid kind of group. I mean, obviously we operate in a realm where people like to categorize things, but we touch on a lot of stuff. There's certainly contemporary jazz. There's a bit of funk and R&B and world and rock all mixed in. So it's a pretty high energy show. Really all-star musicians across the board, Grammy winners, Grammy nominees, three-time Emmy winner, an American Idol star, et cetera. Some just really outstanding cast of players. And, looking forward to it, man.
So how long has the band been a band?
I first formed the band, very first, started in 1998. I actually came up as a solo pianist and keyboardist. I started performing actually when I was in high school and put out a few self-produced solo records when I was in high school. And then I moved to LA, and about a year later I started with the first iteration of the group. And of course it's evolved quite massively over the years, as one might suspect. And really the bulk of our touring, I would say, has been the last, 10 to 15 years, and it keeps getting better and busier each year. And other than, of course, the blip that was COVID, everything is trending nicely, and this year is certainly super, super busy.
So when did you get interested in jazz?
You know, I like many pianists, I started out with classical when I was a kid, and I started lessons when I was 9. And I actually grew up with a very diverse diet of music in my house that I grew up in, to include everything except jazz. My dad wasn't really into jazz, didn't have jazz records, but I grew up with like a lot of world music, a ton of classical music, the music of my parents' generation. Which was, Buddy Holly and Sam Cooke and Elvis, and then also like Woodstock and Motown and all that kind of stuff. So it really wasn't until like my junior year of high school that I kind of got interested in jazz. And I still remember listening to Miles Davis and Quincy Jones live in Montreux. I was a member of Columbia House Records Club, which I'm sure many people remember. And I was in high school and I got that. And then I've got Miles Davis Kind of Blue. And those were kind of the very first two jazz records that kind of opened my ears to, a whole nother realm of harmony. And it was a pretty natural, it's kind of a natural place for an instrumentalist to go, because I was always an improviser and I always composed. So it's a natural progression for someone who plays improvised music to explore, the realm of jazz. That's kind of how it started. I moved to LA right after I graduated high school. I'm from Boulder, Colorado originally, and I moved to LA and started studying with a very well-known teacher out here who had named Terry Trotter, who actually had played with many of the greats of jazz, and at the time was Natalie Cole's pianist and musical director when I first studied with him. Here we are a few years later.
I was actually a member of the Columbia Record Club as well.
I think pretty much everybody probably was. I mean, I know when I was in high school, it was like, who could pass up, 12 CDs for the price of one, right? That was the whole thing. So, LNBMG, right? That was the other one. I think I was a member of both. How our business has changed. That's all I can say on that front. But, yeah.
there is an age difference, because when I was in it, it was actually vinyl.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had vinyl when I was in it, too. I mean, everybody in my year. And, of course, when you look back now, it's funny how time works. I wish that I had been buying vinyl then, because vinyl is a very hot commodity these days. And I actually had a pretty good collection of vinyl, too, that I inexplicably gave away after I moved to L.A. in, like, maybe 1998 or 1999. And, of course, I wish I had them still now. But I know I'm one of many, many people who feel that way. So, you know, c'est la vie, as the saying goes.
What about the aspect of jazz in terms one of the things I noticed checking out some of your music is you've got a lot of 7, 8, 9 minute songs. And that is so different than the 4.5 minute record on pop radio.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing, you know, one big piece, of course, of jazz is always that it is, you know, an improvised art form. Now, because I've always been really my best gift, I always think, from the beginning was composition. I had a knack for composing. And so to combine like good, strong compositions with good, strong melodic and harmonic hooks that are accessible and marry that with the spontaneity and adventurousness that is jazz is a really cool thing. And so, you know, you'll find a good number of our tunes are written fairly in the realm of like a pop song, meaning like, you know, verse, chorus, bridge, that kind of, you know, formula. But then there's all these other sections where we, you know, where we stretch and improvise and take chances. And, you know, it's different every night. And when you get to work with really outstanding musicians, you know, that's kind of the most exciting part of it, is it's like, it's that spontaneity. And when something new and fresh happens, that makes it that much more exciting for us on stage, and audiences feed off that, of course.
And as a jazz fan personally, that's one thing I enjoy, that it's not always the same song.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unlike pop music, where listen, you know, if you go hear, you know, your favorite bands in pop music, even if you're talking about classic rock or whatever, I mean, you know, you want to hear the songs as you know them, right? Some of those hits are iconic tunes, but I always love it myself when you can hear someone do the material you want to hear them do, but also take a new spin on it, take chances, do something different. And, you know, and that's definitely the spirit of, you know, the quote unquote jazz part of what we do. That's definitely the spirit of it.
Now, I understand your group was nominated for Jazz Group of the Year. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was a while back, about a decade ago, and came as a surprise to me. There was the Oasis Contemporary Jazz Awards, which were around for many years, and I just got an email one day like, hey, you guys got nominated. We're alongside some pretty heavyweight groups that have been around a long time. I mean, the groups, I think, if I recall, it was like the Yellow Jackets, Spyro Gyra, the Rippingtons, and Jeff Lorber Fusion, I think, were the other groups in that same category that year. So that was an unexpected and very flattering nod, and certainly, you know, has helped us continue to climb the ladder and, you know, keep growing and evolving and taking our music, you know, to the people.
So talk about how, as a musician, you and those you work with, how did you guys get through the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, that was a very challenging time for all of us, you know, no matter what we did, right? And to varying degrees for people in various careers. Of course, anybody whose career was reliant on people gathering and in person and all that obviously got hit some of the hardest. And it was definitely a very challenging time for all of us in the music realm. And, you know, people found different ways to get through it, you know, use that time differently. For me personally, actually, my wife and I we were actually going to get married May 30th, 2020 in Hawaii. And of course that never came to pass, but we ended up using that time to move and get a home. And we did end up getting married at home alone, the day after Christmas 2020 in the deepest depths of the pandemic. And so when, you know, it definitely took creativity. Obviously, we had we did some streaming shows. There were some cool opportunities that came up on that front, but it was a very challenging time. And I think you know, a reminder for all of us, not just those of us who are professional musicians, but for everybody, how powerful and important music is to us as just as a society. Like, it brings us together, it gives us a sense of community, of course entertains people, gives people some positivity, some joy. There's so many valuable things about the arts, and so to have that taken away for that period of time, hopefully we'll all remember to never take it for granted again, and always be grateful that, you know, there is that outlet. And one of the, you know, I might be a little biased in this, but one of the best products of humanity, I think, is, you know, our art and what, you know, the effect it has on us. And like I said, bringing people together. I mean, look at this series, Music on the Half Shell, and all these people coming together every week with their neighbors and friends and strangers and enjoying together. And that's an important, you know, I don't think it's hard to put in words just how important that is for us as, you know, as a society and humanity.
So talk about what people will see, what kind of show they're going to catch at Half Shell Tuesday night.
Yeah, so we're gearing up to record a very big new album and video project in about 2 months. We're going to hit the studio at the very beginning of October, and it'll be recorded and filmed all live in the studio with multi-camera HD video shoot and of course, all these outstanding musicians that I have the honor to work with. So a lot of what we're going to be playing on Tuesday night is new material. We'll be playing stuff off our latest release, Songs from the Swing House, as well. But there'll be a lot of new material. And for this project, there's a whole bunch of original vocal tunes that are in the show that audiences really love that have yet to be recorded. So people will hear those, and then there'll be some new instrumental stuff. But I would tell people, you know, jazz as a term means different things to different people. But when you hear jazz as it relates to us, it's not, you know, it's not straight ahead. It's not swing. It's not light. It's pretty groove oriented, pretty hard hitting, high energy with hopefully people find to be very, you know, good, sophisticated, accessible composition as well. So there'll be kind of something, I always tell people there's something for everybody in the show. And, you know, I trust people will find that next week as well.
All right, Lautizer Band, thanks for being on with us on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
My pleasure, man. We look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday, the 15th.
And, of course, taped that a few days ago, and we've got put together one of the songs for you to play as well. This one seemed kind of fascinating to listen to. Here it is. Tizer Band, music on the half shell tonight, 7 o'clock at the Nichols Band Shell in Stewart Park. That wraps up the program for today. Tomorrow, Logan Bennett, extension agent with the Oregon State University Extension Service, will take a deep dive into local agriculture. And on Thursday's program, Elvis may have left the building, but we'll have him on the radio. You can ponder that. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.